This is the Civil Service Commission meeting, Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. We are in the small courtroom instead of the mayor's conference room tonight.
Present, Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jamie Eisman. Lisa.
Oh, sorry, Lisa Miller.
Would you please state your name, starting with?
William Judge.
Bebe Isaac.
Kendall Lawson.
Chuck Eastland.
Monty Harris.
Vince Barber.
Welcome. Okay, first on the agenda is our review from the December 10th meeting. I'm going to look over those minutes. If you have any questions or concerns on those. We can have approval of the October 1st, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 1st, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion to approve the October 1st, 2025 meeting minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have a 2025 budget from January through November 30th. Take a minute to look that over. We're in pretty good shape. If we don't have any questions on that, we can also make a motion to approve this budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the budget January 1st, 2025 through November 30th, 2025.
And I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have the classified employee list to review, noting that new classified positions have been added. Director of Human Resource, Human Resources Coordinator, / Civil Service Secretary, Superintendent of Utilities, Building Commissioner, and Engineer. Approval on that, but does anybody have any questions or concerns about the classified employee list? No? Okay. All right, let's move on to new business. Our charter amendment, Article 6, Boards and Commissions, Section 6.04, Other Boards and Commissions. There shall be Department of Human Resources under the direction of Director of Human Resources. The Director of Human Resources shall report to the Civil Service Commission. This shall be a classified position. A. Qualifications. The Director of Human Resources shall have the following minimum qualifications: a bachelor's degree in human resources, business administration, public administration, or related field, and shall have a minimum of 5 years managing and or administrating human resources. B. Duties. The Director of Human Resources shall develop and manage human resource policy and strategy, lead recruitment and retention, develop and maintain compensation, benefits, and classifications, manage labor negotiations and bargaining unit relations, supervise performance management and disciplinary process, ensure all levels of compliance related to employment law, promote diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and professional development, and supervise the director's staff and manage the Human Resource Department budget. At this time, Law Director Lisa Okolish-Miller will have an explanation of charter amendment.
Well, When the Charter Review Commission met, they felt that strongly that there needed to be a Department of Human Resources and a Human Resource Director in the Charter, that they felt that it was a very important part of city government. So that went to council. And then when it went to council, then council deliberated and came forth with making it a classified position. So that is how that ended up there. So what has happened now is, as any other classified position that you have, right, you have superintendent of utilities, building commissioner, those transition from appointments to classified positions. And you all will make the determinations of how you choose to fill those at this point. You'll notice in there it says Human Resource Department and the staff. And so, if I'm not mistaken, Michelle's job description, not Michelle herself, but the job description of Michelle's position includes the duties of Civil Service Commission Secretary. So in addition to also being her support staff, she's already functioned as your staff. So that's how those came to be there. So you are the appointing authority for the director and the admin for that department.
Okay, and yes, and as it's listed, appointed the Director of Human Resources, Coordinator, Superintendent of Utilities, Building Commissioner, and Engineer. Correct. Okay, which brings us to number two. The full-time position of Director of Human Resources has been placed in pay grade 8 of the employee compensation and pay grades for non-bargaining employees. The Commission shall determine how the newly classified position should be filled, and as the appointing authority, the Commission shall appoint such candidate. Option A. Request a resume entrance examination for the position. Or option B, the commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, Entrance Examination Methods, Section 3, Part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special qualifications of experience for the position held by Jamie Eisman, HR Director, Safety Director, since June 13, 2022. The Commission shall appoint Ms. Eisman to the position of full-time Director of Human Resources, effective immediately. So our job is to make a motion to approve option A or option B.
I would just like to take a step back.
Discussion.
In terms of the compensation and pay grading, that is the pay grading and pay plan has all been adopted by council. And over time, that's how we've, if a new position is created, Jeremy Flaker, well, except in Jamie's case, it would be, I think it's the HR director, the finance, or it's only just two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's always the finance director and myself, law director. There's categories, we place grades on them, and then the final score puts you in a certain pay grade. So since the safety director duties were removed, the pay grade went changed downward. So I just wanted to explain how that happened.
Thank you.
Hey, Dory, I have two questions. Is this open to questions outside of the Civil Service Commission?
I'm not really sure.
There's not a motion on the floor, so you can he can ask a question.
Yeah, okay.
Going up to number one, part B, manage labor negotiations. I believe that might be part of the job description. I know it does say something in there about being part of the negotiating team.
Under the duties, uh-huh.
In the job description.
Right.
So that's kind of been, in the past, service director, HR director, mayor. The mayor's the one that signs off on the agreements and it's, comes in at, from time to time or runs the whole thing. Each mayor's done a little differently. So when it says manage labor negotiations, I guess I want to clarification on that.
On the manage labor negotiations under one part B, under duties.
Well, this is charter language, so there's nothing really you can offer an opinion on. That would be a legal determination.
Okay.
So does this take power away from the administration then, to negotiate contracts?
I don't know. You could ask a legal question, and I can give you an answer, but you've not asked it until right now.
I'd like to ask you, does this take away the work from the administration to negotiate contracts?
I think that it doesn't say she's the sole, the person is the sole negotiator of labor negotiations. It says she manages them. So she would manage them, coordinate them, set up the meetings, be in the room. I mean, there's no way. I mean, I'm going to use names instead of positions because it's easier. Todd doesn't know, you know, healthcare plans. Todd doesn't know that. So what's he going to do? Just not negotiate that part? No, you'd have to have the HR director there, right?
There's different aspects of the contract.
Right? Sure. Right. And, you know, she's negotiated probably the
last two renewals.
Right.
I've been two rounds, yeah.
So, you know, I imagine you would want her at the table with you and your team or whoever your team is, Todd, or in the case of fire and police, the fire and police chief.
Okay, so this does not take away from the administration's ability to negotiate contracts?
Well, I don't think you're saying that the Civil Service Commission is going to negotiate the contracts through their HR director, are you?
No.
Well, there's definitely other cities who have this set up, and I can definitely call and ask them, but I don't see how that does. It doesn't say she's the person is the sole negotiator. It says they manage labor negotiation.
Okay.
The other question was, I didn't realize that human resource coordinator was part of one of the charter changes. The position is now appointed by civil service. I didn't see that as one of the charter.
Well, it says supervise the director's staff. In B, last line. In addition, again, using the name and not the position, because I don't know the exact name of the position, that position has been the Civil Service Commission assistant for the last probably 10 or more years.
Right, that position was always appointed by the mayor. And these other appointing authority changes were separate charter amendments.
Right. To the voters. Again, it says, and supervise the director's staff. Who else is the director's staff? Well, unless you want Michelle to work for you and then Jamie hires another person.
Again, this is all new to all of us. I'm just wanting some clarification.
I mean, technically, half of Michelle has always been their employee. Mm-hmm. And have you consulted with them before they hired that staff person?
I don't remember. With Michelle, no. Mm-hmm. Again, just looking for some clarification.
Okay. Chris, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to option B. Commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, Entrance Exam Method, Section 3, Part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to speed. Special qualifications of experience for the position held by Jamie Eisman, HR Director, since June 13, 2022. The Commission shall appoint Ms. Eisman to the position of full-time Director of HR, effective immediately.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Three, the commission shall determine how the newly classified position of human resources coordinator / civil service secretary should be filled, and as the appointing authority, the commission shall appoint such candidate. Option A, request a resume entrance examination for the position. Or option B, the commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, entrance examination methods, Section 3, Part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special qualifications of experience for the position held by Michelle Wolf, HR Coordinator / Civil Service Secretary, since June 21st, 2022. The commission shall appoint Ms. Wolf to the position of full-time human resources coordinator, civil service secretary, effective immediately. If we don't have any discussion or questions on that, we can have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve option B. The commission determines under civil service rules 5, entrance exam methods, section 3, part A, that is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special qualifications and of expertise for the position held by Michelle Wolf, HR coordinator, civil service secretary, since June 21, 2022. The commission shall appoint Ms. Wolf to the position of full-time human resourcer / civil service secretary, effective immediately.
I'll second the motion to approve option B.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Number 4, the commission shall determine how the newly classified position of superintendent of utilities should be filled. Option A, request a resume entrance examination for the position. Or option B, the commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, entrance examination methods, section 3, part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special qualifications of experience for the position held by Dennis Weaver, superintendent of utilities since September 28, 2015. Per his letter, the Director of Public Service, Todd Shreve, would like Mr. Weaver to continue in the role of Superintendent of Utilities and hereby appoints him to the position effective immediately.
To just add in the charter, on this position and the next two, it merely changed one word. It made the word unclassified to classified. So everything else stayed the same.
Have a motion to approve this.
I'll make a motion to approve option B. The commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, entrance examination methods, section 3, part A, that is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special qualifications of experience for the position held by Dennis Weaver, superintendent of utilities, since September 28, 2015.
A second to that?
Yes, I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Number 5, the commission shall determine how the newly classified position of building commissioner should be filled. Option A, request a resume entrance examination for the position, or option B, the commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, entrance examination methods, section 3, part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special educational qualifications of the building commissioner position.
I'll make a motion for option A, request a resume entrance examination for the position.
I'll second that motion.
I'm not sure about this one.
Well, if I may.
Yes.
So since this vacancy has been in place, it's a hard position to fill. It's one of
right.
the most skilled positions that we have at the city.
Right.
So let alone getting someone to apply for it and then trying to have an examination. I mean, it's the skill of this is very rare, and I would highly recommend. I mean, I would prefer it to be a special qualification because it is.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of it is that there's a list of things you have to have. It's not like, you know, you're going to read a resume and try to determine do they have enough experience mm-hmm. or whatever. You have to have certain licensures
right.
to have it. So it's either there or it's not.
That's
so
right.
A resume would not be that difficult as long as they attached their licensure mm-hmm. to it.
Right.
But that would be A, right? A resume, entrance examination?
So with special qual, this is a little bit different. We have hired employees based on their special qualification. Once there's already been a vacancy, we haven't had to come to the commission with no one before. So we have no applicants. We currently have no one under review right now. We have no one qualified that's even submitted as of right now. We had one candidate that we did give a conditional offer to, and unfortunately, he got snagged up by Medina. I think finding someone, while we're still would still advertise for it the same way, the difference would be if they met the qualifications, and you do all have the job description for building commissioner.
Yes.
And you could see, because I don't know it off the top of my head, the licensure that they have to have.
Right.
We would not even consider that applicant unless they were in an interim process, mm-hmm. which we did with our previous CBO. Jeff Redberg was an interim. And he came on, and then I think it was, four or five months later, he got his licensure. So I would assure the commission that only a qualified applicant would be considered, but it's so highly specialized with the licensure that that's the only way we would even be able to hire someone. I don't even know, there's minimal building commissioners, building officials in the state as it is.
Right.
So I think it would be in the best interest of the city in terms of fulfilling that position to have it be based off special qualification. The appointing authority for that is the service director. HR would still be involved in that process and would make sure, one, they have to meet the qualifications. And we have met with prior a couple of candidates that had the qualification, but just weren't the right fit for the city. So, you know, just having the qualification also, I want to reassure the commission would not make myself, the mayor, or the service director choose someone. It's the full.
Right.
So.
Right. But I agree. It is a very specialized qualification.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference between the two processes.
It is. Mm-hmm. They still apply, but if it was the resume entrance exam, we would take the pool of resumes. We would interview them with the same questions. We don't have anyone to interview.
Another pool.
We don't have
right.
a pool.
Right.
Because it's so specialized.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the next topic, the next position too, but kind of the same similarity.
Right. That's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Chris?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Can we have
Does that make sense to you, Mike?
Yes. I wish you would have.
Explanation of the front.
Before.
Before
but now
yeah.
that it is, explained.
That's okay.
It's fully
yeah, this is a little
understood.
Bit different, but
yeah.
yes.
It's fully
okay.
understood.
We would, if you chose option B, we would keep you apprised of what was going on with that position.
Mm-hmm.
If we had someone, oh, that's great, you know, keep you up to date with
yes.
what was going on.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So do I need to strike that motion or just re?
Well,
I'll make a motion
pass,
for option B. The commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, Entrance Examination Methods, Section 3, Part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special educational qualifications of the building commissioner position.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Number 6, the commission shall determine how the newly classified position of engineer should be filled. Option A, request a resume entrance examination for the position, or option B, the commission determines under Civil Service Rule 5, Entrance Examination Methods, Section 3, Part A, that it is not practical to conduct an examination due to the special educational qualifications of the engineer position. This kind of mimics.
Similar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if I may, the same situation. We have we had one person that met even just the minimum qualifications, and then he was no longer interested. So we have had applicant pool. But they don't have the experience or the qualifications for this position. Again, a highly skilled position. We don't have the pool where we would even be scoring. We would make sure that they met the minimum qualifications and also were the, again, the right person for the role in a conjunction with the service director and myself. And we would, again, keep the commission up to date with.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the job description does not limit the type of engineering, mechanical, electrical.
Engineer.
I don't think it limits it. Right.
Using engineering related, well, I'm sorry, let me.
It's a civil engineer.
It's civil. You have to have.
It does say civil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at the skill I put in. So, yeah, they do have to have a civil. We do like to see if they have their, if they are, have their licensure as well, but again, we're still currently have no qualified candidates right now.
Okay. We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve option B.
We have a second.
I'll second the motion to approve option B.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number seven, Fire Chief Dave Polachek requests removal of the following candidate from the firefighter paramedic certified eligible list. Cameron Flesher for not meeting candidate standards. Keith Parado for unresponsiveness. Can we have a motion to remove the above candidates?
I'll make a motion to remove the candidates from the fire paramedic certified eligibility list.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number eight, HR Director Jamie Iceman requests removal of the following candidate from the lateral transfer firefighter paramedic certified eligible list. Tanner Dodge for self-removal. Victoria Carafelli for failing to meet qualifications of employment, and Michael Weissman for unresponsiveness. Can we have a motion to approve the removal of those candidates?
I'll make a motion to approve the removal of the above candidates from the lateral transfer firefighter paramedic certified eligible list.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye. Number nine, HR Director Jamie Iceman requests removal of the following candidate from the Account Clerk Certified Eligible List. Andrea Zeno for failure to report for an interview, Angela Farrell for not resigning in good standing, and Emma Hutchison for requesting removal. Can we have a motion to approve the removal of those above candidates?
I'll make a motion to approve the removal of the above candidates from the Account Clerk Certified Eligibility List.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 10, HR Director Jamie Iceman requests removal of the following candidate from the Equipment Operator 1 Certified Eligible List. Adam Jones for no longer being interested in the position.
I'll make a motion to approve the removal of Adam Jones from the Equipment Operator 1 Certified Eligible List.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye. Number 11, HR Director Jamie Iceman requests the following police officer lateral transfer applicant be added to the Certified Eligible List. Brian Marinchek. Have a motion to approve and certify the updated police officer lateral transfer eligible list.
I'll make a motion to approve and certify the updated police officer lateral transfer eligibility list.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Police Chief Vince Morber requests a police officer entrance exam. Public notice and advertising enclosed for approval. Okay. All righty. motion to approve the public notice and advertising.
I'll make a motion to approve the public notice and advertising.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Promotions noted. None. Probationary period removals noted. Mason DeWitt, Equipment Operator 1. Abigail Bozer, Account Clerk. New hires noted. Ken Hurd, Construction Inspector. And Corey Hunt, Assistant Planning Director. We have any other questions or comments under miscellaneous before we make a motion to adjourn? Yes.
Well, I would just like to say thank you for the test. We hired two off the last one. That was Rockridge and Dyer. They're both doing really good. And just give you an update on policeness, right? Obviously, we have the one lateral process, which is cool. Overall, you know, we had retirement, and we still have grant money. So we have been successful getting grants for the last 3 years. So we actually have three grant-funded spots. So we will ideally be hiring. So if you know any good candidates or people, encourage them to, you know, come have a career and an adventure and a vocation for a lifetime here at DPD. So take that. And then the 26 overview, I'm glad they're sticking around because we got a lot going on. So we need tests for all ranks in 26. So it's going to be a really busy year civil service wise. So thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Our next scheduled meeting is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the Mayor's Conference Room. If there's nothing further, we can have a motion.
One second. Well, you wanted the temporary, like at least for a moment. Did you want to talk to them about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the charter changes and what has been approved tonight, the HR / safety director is technically no more, right? It's just HR director. Therefore, I request, I don't know if we need a vote on it, to keep it as it is. So Jamie would remain as HR safety director as we work through the process to create a job description for safety director and advertise for it so we're not missing out on a vacant position. Mm-hmm.
Just so what happened last week is both chiefs, Jamie, Mayor, myself, and Jeremy Flaker met, just trying to kind of figure out, like, what will it look like going forward. And that was just happened this week. And so I'm not sure that, you know, there's just so many changes. I don't think the mayor really fully, like, thought, oh, gosh, I've got, there's a lot of nuances here, right? Mm-hmm. How we don't even have a pay set for just a service safety director. You know, if it's a part-time safety director, that's in a different ordinance, you know, and it takes a lot, this is insurmountable, but there's a lot of steps that need to happen.
Right.
And quite frankly, we just met about it this week and we're just not quite ready. He hasn't made a decision yet and we're not just quite ready to do anything. And so we kind of thought if it was okay with you guys till he has a plan. I'm not saying he doesn't have a plan. It's just been so quick.
That makes sense.
We need to develop something to go forward. We're going to have to get ordinances. We're going to have to do all of that. And so the thought was just ask for your permission to allow her to continue to do this till the mayor has a plan set in place of how he visions it going forward. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. And that's acceptable to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just had
absolutely
to ask.
Yeah. So, yeah.
A general direction still through the Civil Service Commission.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yes.
But not on public safety matters.
Yeah. What did you do?
Stop asking questions.
So, do you want to make an actual motion to? We need an actual motion to allow that process to happen.
I don't think you do, and here's why. Jamie's pay
okay.
grade is not going to change till
okay.
probably January 1st, unless you put in an order to change it before January 1st. Yeah, so I think that since her pay will stay the same through the end of the year,
okay.
and then probably January 1st, someone who's not me is going to have to make sure the pay changes. You know, not changes, that the pay grade is noted on some paperwork somewhere.
Okay.
And then, but she's not doing it without compensation.
Okay.
So that's.
Did that ordinance pass yet?
It did. That was...
So, I believe it was passed as an emergency.
It wasn't passed as emergency?
I believe it was.
I don't think that one was.
Okay.
Well, good.
We'll check.
If it did, then that's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as we don't... I don't know about compensation in terms of, since I'm moving pay grades, I'm just going to stay where I'm at until January 1st.
Okay.
Or whenever the legislation passed or when the position's filled. We just, we'll have to, we don't just have to talk about that.
Knock that out. Okay.
I'll just note to talk to Jeremy to make sure that we've not messed that up somehow.
But thank you for bringing that to our attention. So we're aware.
I don't know if it was read or not. I would just suggest, and I don't think Mayor will disagree, like if he figures, if he decides this is the plan I want to do, but the process doesn't take him until January 31st, then we'll just deal with the pay issue through January 31st. Does that seem?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So we've got to work on the job description. You have one for full-time, but
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Then. We'll get that done, yeah. So. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up. If there's nothing else, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The time is 6:36 p.m. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. We are in the Mayor's Conference Room for the Civil Service meeting.
Present, Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jamie Eisman. Lisa Miller.
We have our agenda review. First thing is our minutes from December the 10th. They're available for review if you have any questions or concerns about those. If not, we can have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the December 10th meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have a budget review from January 1st, 2025, through the end of the year, December 31st, 2025. Quick look at that.
Spent some more money.
Yeah.
Not this year.
We ended really well.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
It's just testing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The majority of our funds.
Right. That's great. Okay. We can have a motion to approve the budget.
Make a motion to approve the budget from January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025.
I'll second his motion.
All in favor? Aye. We also have the classified employees list for review. Let's see what changes we have here. Good. Okay.
So there were some added to this list since November.
Just mine and Jamie's position, along with Denny's. So those are the three that were added at the last meeting. Those are the only changes, which is why the number is different.
Yep.
But no other changes.
Okay. All right. Nothing under old business. New business. Motion for Civil Service Commission 2026 positions of chair and vice chair. Anybody? Anybody at all?
I will nominate Lori for chair.
What were you going to say?
Yes. I'm
sorry. Well, I think it just works out better with because of your availabilities.
That's actually
that impacts, but
yeah. I kind of talked a little bit about that myself, but okay.
I'll second the motion for Lori for chair.
Lori,
all in favor?
If I may.
Yeah.
I say, like, I'm aware of what you have personally going on for you, Lori. So I do want to say that on the record that I know you have some stuff going on too. Is that doable for you?
At this time, it is, and if it's not, I would probably just have to resign altogether.
Okay.
To be honest with you, but at this particular time, moving forward,
okay,
I would at least hope to do this year.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
With the changes and all that.
Okay.
Would be my goal.
All right.
But thank you for
yes.
that. I appreciate that. Okay. So Mike and then Chris, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And do you want to do vice chair?
Sure. Or? I'll make a motion for Mike Anderson as vice chair.
I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion's noted. None. No probationary period. Hires. All right. The miscellaneous. Updates from Jamie and or Michelle.
Correct. So just to give the commission, I know we have job descriptions and it doesn't go into, you know, exactly what you would do. So Michelle and I both came up with a list that we're going to give you of kind of what our responsibilities are. Michelle's list is obviously more task-oriented. Mine's a little bit more general, but just to give you an idea, and I just wanted to give that so you guys could have that to take home. Sorry, I got one for each of you.
There you go.
And then Michelle, did you print one for you?
I did not print mine yet. I was modifying it. So
okay.
I apologize.
So we will get that Michelle's list to you. She was trying to, we had a lot of things to finalize today, so we will get you that. The updates that I wanted to provide, pretty general. So just so you know, for benefits, the city is fully insured. We are with the Summit County Health Consortium, which gives us a much better rate because we're all together administratively. So that's how that works. Currently, we have 229 employees enrolled into that plan as just employees, not members. And then with that, we have our own benefit software, which is new. We've fully run that on our own with an EDI file that goes right to the carriers. And we've been doing that since 2020. The reason I wanted to bring that up is just to make you all aware that we have no software program for human resources otherwise. We're the only entity that I know of that is still paper. So all of our tracking is done through Excel. So being able to just be HR on my own, my goal is to have a software system. I put it in the budget for 2026. I don't know if it will get approved, but would definitely like to have it for 27. I just wanted the commission to know that I did put it in the budget, that I started speaking with different companies trying to find who the right one would be. And with that, even if we can't get it this year, there's stuff we can do in the background, scanning things in. Are we going to be able to do it ourselves? Could we get a company? What does that look like? So just wanted you guys to know about that. We have not received any candidates for CBO or engineer. The mayor was given a deadline that he can only use the county for CBO until the end of March.
Okay.
So that's up to him to decide at this point whether or not we will have to use the county. Or that's all I know about that.
Okay.
Today, the mayor did approve the safety director job description.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa, for reminding me that it first must be pay graded. So I'm going to give that job description to Lisa and Jeremy. They will pay grade it, and that'll help us determine a rate. And then with that, I'll go ahead and do the posting for the mayor.
Okay.
You know, post that, and he wants the resumes sent to him. So it's his appointment. It's totally fine with that, but we'll get it pay graded next. And so in the meantime, I'll still be in temporary. Just a couple more things. Police. Started working with the chief on Monday doing the next promotional exam because he wanted to get like a roundabout idea because schedules for vacation start Friday, I believe. Friday or Monday was when they can start putting it in. He wanted them to know. So already getting those deadlines put in. So with that, once we do chief, which is probably going to be in August, September timeframe, we'll do sergeant lieutenant right after that. And then next week I'm meeting with the union to propose a new job classification for parks with Kara leaving. You know, that was just like a niche for her. So we really needed to think of a different classification for that. So I put a proposal to the union that I'm meeting with AFSCME and Ohio Council 8 next week to see if they'll accept that. Because that position has not been filled.
Okay.
And so I'll keep you posted on that. And then lastly, we're supposed to move to 480 West Tusk. The goal, supposedly, is that we will be in there by first quarter of next year. So with that, there's things that Michelle and I will have to prepare for. We do have storage upstairs. We want to condense that as much as possible. We have done well doing that, but we need to do like another purge of records for the last 3 years. So this will give us, her and I, some time to go upstairs. It is dependent on weather because when it's, you know, it's hot up there or very cold up there. So, and we're tight. So that's a project that her and I have to have time to set aside to clear through documents. That's all I have. Michelle.
Okay. That's good.
Yes. Well, I may or may not know about HR payroll and software.
Oh, yeah, you may or may not.
Some assistance with that.
Okay, good. Thank you. That would be great.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome.
The only thing that I have is the police exam is currently on National Testing Network right now. It closes on the 19th. Mm-hmm. We've gotten more candidates this time so far than what we've had in the past recent years. 13 have completed the exam so far, and there's one scheduled, and I've had a couple other folks just in the past couple days show interest and request information and whatnot, so you know, that's a good sign. We're moving in the right direction and getting more candidates, potentially, so that's all I've got.
Okay. You will notice, I know when Michelle set the agenda out earlier, we did have the fire exam on there.
Yes.
It was taken, we're going to hold. One, the ladder truck is having some issues and we weren't sure if we were going to be able to use it. The 100-foot one's out, so we were going to use the 75. And then with that, we still have currently two candidates on the current list. And that list isn't set to expire till May. So while we're looking at the last one, we're going to wait to come back to the commission till February with more detail.
Okay.
And knowing where we are with those two candidates.
Okay.
Right. Because one just graduated in December and we're currently in process with him.
Okay.
So.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We have a request to enter into executive session according to Ohio Revised Code 121.22 to consider the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, unless the employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual request a public hearing. Do we have a motion to enter the executive session?
I'll make a motion to enter an executive session.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, could we please have the roll call? Present, Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jeannie Iceman.
What are we doing? Roll call for who's going to be. Oh, me, Lisa Miller. Sorry,
you.
I'm like, I'm not voting.
That's okay. That's perfect. Okay. All righty.
So.
And we will only be discussing permitted topics. And
we're going to go off the record if Michelle just wants to put what time we turn off the recording. Mm-hmm.
The time is 6:13 p.m.
Okay. At this time, the executive session has concluded, and we are returning to open session. No formal action was taken during executive session. Do we have a motion to approve returning to open session?
I'll make a motion to return to open session.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And the time is?
6:50 p.m.
Great. Any other discussion, questions, concerns before we adjourn the meeting? Our next meeting is scheduled for February the 4th at 6 o'clock in the Mayor's Conference Room. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Lori, or whoever, can forward that email to
the
me.
The time is 6:50 p.m.
I will...